Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I will be with you for the next hour, playing the best rock from all eras. And we have a really good show for you today. We'll be talking about the revival of one of the great rock and roll television shows that was announced last week. We're going to revisit a couple of the hottest political issues from the 1980s and the music that called them out. We've got a good one-hit wonder, we've got Phil's pick, and of course some really good music too. So thank you for joining me, and let's get started with Blue Oyster Cult, WMFO.
We'll be right back.
Those are the Pixies, a band that was very popular in the Boston area, at least. I'm not sure how much national attention they got, but very popular around here. And as I just recently found out, a band that was comprised of two roommates from UMass Amherst. And before that, we heard Blue Oyster Cult, Burning for You. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you on a Monday morning. And lots going on in the world to catch up with. The Olympic Games started this week. I can recall when the Olympics were a really big deal and people would gather around and watch together and talk about what was going on. And I don't know. Does anybody really care about the Olympics this year? I mean, it's definitely been fraught with issues. It was delayed a year, and there's all the COVID stuff happening, and there are no fans in the stands. But I don't know. The opening ceremony was this weekend, and I don't hear many people besides me just now talking about it. I also wanted to tell you, do you remember a show on MTV called Behind the Music? It was a documentary series, and it was so fun because it was just about the same formula every single week. You'd see the rise of a band to stardom, and it was all for one and one for all, and they'd all pull together, and then they'd have a hit video or album, and they get played on MTV, and then they'd get famous and big. And then the problems would start. They would start fighting. There was a lot of drug use, whatever. And before you know it, the band's completely self-destructed right in front of your very eyes. Well, MTV is reviving Behind the Music. It's going to be a podcast series starting July 29th. And then there's going to be new episodes of the television show. I guess it's just video because it's on the Paramount Plus network. Which is a streaming service. So the artists that are going to be featured in the new series will include Ricky Martin, Busta Rhymes, Duran Duran, Huey Lewis, New Kids on the Block, and others. So look forward to seeing the stories of the rise and fall of a whole new collection of artists on Behind the Music. Eric Clapton's also in the news this week. If you recall, a few weeks ago, I called him out along with Van Morrison as the cranky uncle that you have over for Thanksgiving. Well, he doubled down again last week when Great Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson declared that all entertainment and concert venues are going to require proof of COVID vaccination from all their patrons. And Clapton is a staunch anti-vaxxer. He announced that he would withdraw from any concert where the venue required the fans to be vaccinated. He claims he had a near deadly reaction to his vaccine and has been very outspoken against the vaccine ever since. It would appear they're at a stalemate, except the whole question might be moot because Clapton's not scheduled to play any dates in Great Britain until May of 2022. And the way things are going, the world can change, as you know, a dozen times between now and then. Well, one constant in our life is Phil. Phil from Watertown, my friend, picks out a song for us every week that he thinks we ought to be listening to. And they've been particularly good lately, and I think today's is no exception. Here's Phil to tell us about it.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Gloria by The Lumineers. The Lumineers are a band out of New York City. Their sound gave folk rock a refreshing makeover with a stripped-down, unplugged style full of foot stomps, hand claps, rolling piano riffs, and passionately strummed acoustic guitars. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Feeling alone, heaven. get me back on my own two feet. I would lie awake and pray you don't lie awake for me. Oh, 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 Gloria, you crowd up on your cross. Gloria, you made us sit and watch. Gloria, no one said enough is enough. Heaven help me now, heaven show. Oh,
Rolling Stones from Tattoo You, Waiting on a Friend. And we heard the Lumineers, which was Phil's pick today, and the song was Gloria. And by the way, Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones celebrating a birthday today. He was born on this day in 1943, which makes him 78 years old. But not a sign of slowing down. The Stones have just announced their 2021 North American tour dates. They're going to be playing 14 cities in all, starting in St. Louis on September 26th and ending in Austin, Texas on November 20th. Well, the name of the show is Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. If the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to were still around today, this is what it would sound like. And that includes new music. And we've got some for you right now. Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac has a new solo album coming out in September. He has a pre-released single that he says is both musically and lyrically inspired by his former band. He compared the song to Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way. He said it's not a happy song subject matter-wise, but it was a joyful song musically. This was sort of the same idea. It's called On the Wrong Side, new from Lindsey Buckingham on Rock of Ages.
I'm out of time.
Van Halen at their best. That song's called Jamie's Crying. And we heard new Lindsey Buckingham on The Wrong Side from an album that will be coming out in September. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, good morning, Ron LaRussa here with you. Still have plenty of show ahead. Does the term no nukes mean anything to you? I guess if you're under 40 years old, it might not. In September of 1979, a collection of the most popular artists of that period gathered at Madison Square Garden for the No Nukes concert. It was to raise money and awareness about the dangers of nuclear power plants, which were popping up all over the country at the time. And some of the biggest names in music at the time, Jackson Browne, Carly Simon, James Taylor, Crosby, Stills & Nash, Doobie Brothers, Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, many, many others. Last week, Sony announced it was releasing a new documentary film called The Legendary 1979 No Nukes Concerts. No release date has been announced. I'm going to play my favorite performance from that soundtrack album, and one that will certainly be featured in the new documentary. It features John Hall from Orleans and the Doobie Brothers and James Taylor. This is Power from No Nukes on Rock of Ages.
Give me the restless power of the wind.
Starting your Monday morning with a little squeeze. That's pulling muscles from a shell, which is a great thing to do in New England in the summer. And before that, we heard Power from the No Nukes movie soundtrack. That featured John Hall from Orleans on lead vocals. John Hall was very politically active when he was in music, and then afterwards went on to be a very successful state representative in New York State. So he stayed with politics, and it all started with the No Nukes movement in 1979. Well, let's do our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era right now. By the late 1990s, album rock radio was really struggling to define itself. After assimilating hair metal in the late 80s and grunge in the early 90s, classic rock radio splintered off, taking everything that preceded it with it. And the problem with that is there was no room for new music in the classic rock format. And so it was alt rock that was keeping the format alive, with bands like Smashing Pumpkins, Green Day, Radiohead, Staind, and also a lot of one-hit wonders. And so alt-rock was also trying at the same time to make sense of rap, which was becoming huge and outselling all forms of rock. And so there was a collection of crossover songs from bands like Cake and Beck and others. And this week's one-hit wonder is from that genre. Everlast is not a group, but a solo performer. He was part of the rap duo House of Pain in the early 90s, and then he went solo after that. In 1997, while recording the album Whitey Ford Sings the Blues, he had a massive heart attack, and that resulted in a heart bypass and an artificial valve inserted. But he did recover, and he completed the album, which was released in 1998 to huge critical and commercial success. And it contained this album rock radio hit, his only one, called What It's Like. This is Everlast on Rock of Ages.
Yes, a man for what I can spare with shame in it.
That's Boston from their first album, Peace of Mind. And we heard Everlast with our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. The song was What It's Like. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. My name is Ron LaRussa. At the beginning of the show, I did say we'd be talking about two political issues from the 1980s and the music that goes with it. The first was No Nukes. We talked about that earlier, and the next one is coming up right after this.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
In the 1980s, possibly the biggest political issue that everybody was concerned with was the Cold War, the hostility between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. And as the 80s progressed, the Soviet Union was falling, and people were so curious about what life was like there. It had been so mysterious for so long. Well, on this date in 1987, Billy Joel somehow managed to be able to play a concert in Leningrad, something that was just would have been impossible and unthinkable a few years earlier. The show was released as an album, and while he was there, he had an experience that led him to writing this song that appeared on 1989's Stormfront album. This song is called Leningrad, from Billy Joel on Rock of Ages.
Keep on fighting for holiday quiet on these streets, except for some stubborn leaves that didn't fall with the fall, and now they clatter in vain. Holiday sky, midnight clear, wind is high, hard to steer. Old muffler rumbles like an old fighter plane, in search of some rest, in search of a break from a life of tests, where something's always at stake, where something's always so far. What about my broken car? What about my life so far? What about my dream? What about everything? What about aeroplanes? And what about ships that drank the sea? What about the moon and stars? What about soldier battle scars and all the anger that they eat? I am not in need. Get away and come with me. Come away with me and we'll see if I was right on that night that a future was made. Before time takes each year, like a knife cuts it clear, it's school then work and then life that just sharpens the blade. I think about time for fun, I think about time for play, then I think about being done with no resume, with no one left to blame. What about fortune and fame? What about your love to obtain? What about the ring? What about everything? What about aeroplanes? And what about ships that drank the sea? What about the moon and stars? What about soldier battle scars and all the anger that they eat? I am not in holiday quiet on these streets, except for some reason me. The hometown harbor lights bright, the sailboats clatter in vain. Holiday sky, midnight clear, wind is high on this pier. I find it hard to complain when compared with what about? What about everything? What about aeroplanes? And what about ships that drank the sea? What about soldier battle scars and all the anger that they eat? What about aliens? What about you and me? And what about gold beneath the sea? What about when buildings fall? What about that midnight phone call? The one that wakes you from your peace?
That is a folk rock band from Richmond, Virginia called Carbon Leaf, and the song is What About Everything? And we heard Billy Joel and Leningrad. Before that, a song he wrote while visiting Leningrad for a concert that he performed on this date in 1987. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I think we covered a lot of good ground today. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me. And I hope you can join me again next Monday morning for Rock of Ages here on WMFO. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.